Up next on American Restoration.
I never thought this day would come, but it looks like it's time to close the doors to this shop for good. But as they say, the show must go on.
Brought some stuff in that you might be interested in.
That's a mystery piece.
Can we just turn it in and do it right now?
Let's do it.
Holy crap.
I need you to get your truck loaded, and we're going to take it to the new shop.
We've just signed the lease for a bigger place. This step that we're taking is a scary one.
Damn, dude.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Are you pulling?
Yeah, it's heavy.
Who's this? Hey!
Well, how are you?
How you been?
The strength of my business depends on repeat customers. Charles runs the Santa Cruz Boardwalk, which has a bunch of old coin-op machines. I've done a few things for him already, and it's always a pleasure to see what he's got.
Let's take a look here.
Wow.
Today, I brought down a 1900 penny scale. The machine's been at the Boardwalk for close to 100 years. I'd like to get it fixed up, so it'll be there for another 100 or more years.
This thing's cool. Tell me about it.
Well, it used to be in the arcade, and people put a penny in here, and they'd climb on and weigh themselves. It was a big thing up until the 1950s.
Right. The 30s was the heyday of these kind of things out in front of amusement parks and places like that. There's different designs. They call them lollipop scales, where they came up, and then they were out like that.
Right.
It's all in there.
How much you should weigh. So you're what, 6'2"? 188 pounds. And then women, if you were a woman and you were, let's say you're 5'9", 150 pounds, that was average.
Hold on, you're telling me a woman would actually come up and pay to have her weight told?
I think these were a woman's nightmare.
That's probably how the glass is broken right there. She probably popped it and says, screw it.
So how are you seeing me do this?
Well, it'd be nice to have its case repaired and the blemish on the enamel fixed. When we put it out for the public to view, I'd like to have it in mint condition. What's it going to set me back?
Tearing it down, I'm probably going to have 3 hours, 4 or 5 hours in sandblasting. We've got a lot of broken cast pieces. It's very hard welding cast. Not too many people will weld cast.
No, I know that.
Then we got to go through the head mechanism. That could probably take 10 hours again. So after all that's done, putting it back together, 5,000. I'm gonna say 5,000.
That's the best you can do?
Yeah, I think it is. The inside of this is like a Swiss watch. There's a million parts inside there. I wanna make it nice.
I think that's fair enough.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in. I appreciate
it. Thank you. After weighing all the options of getting this machine restored, I truly feel Rick's the man for the job.
Cowboy! Tyler! You're up!
This ain't very light, Cowboy.
Tyler and Cowboy are tearing down the penny scale from the Santa Cruz Boardwalk.
It looks to me like it had a lock in. Somebody's already drilled it out.
It's gonna need a lot of work, inside and out. But we'll only know how much work needs to be done to the mech after we've gutted it.
I'm gonna pull this off the front.
Yeah, pull this off the back.
Ow! All right, so this should just drop.
Nice.
These over here look boogered up. All of them look boogered up.
Cowboy, how do you spell boogered?
B-O-G-G-E-R-E-D.
That doesn't seem right.
Dude, it's the first time we've ever pad-wrapped, unrestored stuff.
I love where I work right now. It took me 15 years to build this place, but unfortunately, we're gonna have to move because we've outgrown where we're at. So all this little truck's gonna hold. We've just signed the lease for a bigger place, and now we're beginning the moving process. It's gonna be great, but it's also gonna be a big pain in the butt.
Dad, Kelly said you wanted to see us.
Yeah, I needed to get your new truck loaded, and we're gonna take it to the new shop.
Get that crappy-ass truck loaded, quickly.
Get the truck.
All right.
Here it is, home sweet home.
This step that we're taking is a scary one, but as much as I love the old shop and the way I built it, I have a huge vision for this place, and it's gonna be awesome.
Damn, dude. Oh. Is this it right here?
This is it.
This place is huge.
I know, all right?
And we have a good view of the strip.
You made it!
This place is nice.
Let me give you the VIP first-time tour. This will be some of Ted's pinstriping.
Looks like a hospital in here.
Well, it's all clean now. Come on in here. This huge room, this is all tear down.
Huge, it's way bigger.
Doesn't mean you can make a mess everywhere. I want to be able to eat off the floors.
Me too.
Because you probably will.
Yeah.
Now that we all got a quick look at the new place, I'm sending Ron and Brettley back to the old shop to meet up with a local picker.
Look at this.
I'm a picker from Kansas, and I came down to Rick's today to see if he was interested in anything that I'd picked up.
How's it going?
It's going. Brought some stuff in that you might be interested in.
All right, let's go take a look.
What the heck is that thing?
Steel?
No, it's not a steel. It's an acetylene generator that powered the lights in your house back in the days.
Tell you the truth, right off the bat, I'd say no, just because I've never seen something like it. What do we got here?
Is this a dresser?
That is not a dresser. That's a mystery piece.
Really?
A mystery piece.
Mystery piece. We'll have to tear it apart, see what's in there.
Can we just tear it in and do it right now?
You bet. Let's do it.
Just can't wait to get in there, huh?
I can, dude.
So,
holy crap. Look at that.
It's a national cash register from 1922.
It's got four drawers on it. So that means it was for a place that had different people working the same register. So you got a drawer for each person so you don't mess somebody's drawer up.
You got a restaurant or bar or something?
Yeah. What else do you have?
Well, let's step on around here.
Whoa, what's that thing?
What the hell? Dude, one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
That would be, I believe, a baby stroller.
So this has got to be probably 40s.
40s.
30s, 40s. 50s. I think we're missing some sort of kind of skid plate or a place for them to put their feet. Just look at the beads on it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How much?
$75 for it.
We're going to have to do a lot of work to it. We got to find parts for it, which is probably going to be a ton of money. So I would say probably 50.
I'd like to sell it. I didn't drive all this way to just have you look at it. I'll tell you what, I'll give it to you for that.
Nice. Considering money's tight with the move, 50 bucks is all we could spend right now, and I didn't want to buy a big item that we'd have to pack up. After we're in the new shop, maybe we'll buy some of Troy's bigger, more expensive stuff. You are a picker extreme, so let's go do our paperwork.
Let's go get a cold one.
Brettley, you know what you're doing.
Cowboy!
It's hot in here.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
This little baby stroller is small, but it's still a pain to tear down because of all the rust. What's worse is dealing with Cowboy. He's acting like a little baby.
Give me a bigger screwdriver.
Got plenty of pitchers, right?
Yep.
The bottom side and everything?
Everything.
What's the tray for the food?
That's what really throw up. I don't want no baby around me.
Come on, Cowboy. You know you love kids. There we go.
Oh, you broke it.
It's just jammed up in there. Guess that's what I'm here for.
Before the big move, it's important to inventory everything so that we know where to put it in the new shop. That's especially important for projects that are already on the line.
What the hell is this?
Hey, Ron!
Yeah?
What is this?
It's a baby stroller.
And you already tore it apart?
Yeah.
Once something is in pieces, it's very difficult to come up with a plan for the restoration.
Is it all there?
No, I think there's some sort of kick plate on the bottom, you know, for him to rest his feet. That wasn't there. And I imagine there's gotta be some sort of handle. That wasn't there either.
Well, how are we going to make the bottom of it? And how are we going to make the handle if we don't know what it looks like?
Sometimes my guys are a little quick when it comes to tearing it apart, not knowing how it's going to look when it comes together. And in this case, even the best pictures in the world won't give me the correct measurements that we need for the parts we're going to have to fabricate.
Unfortunately, this has to go back together again so we can manufacture those parts. Okay? It looks good, though. Looks like a great piece. You did that one good.
Cowboy! Cowboy!
Yo!
You and Kyle tore this down, but it was missing some pieces. So, you get to put this all back together.
Thanks a lot.
Want to get the door for you? I'll do that for you. I'm a good guy.
Damn it, we're already busy packing up stuff. We don't need to be doing anything twice. I didn't like doing it the first time.
Hope you took pictures.
Kyle!
It's a lot of parts.
Got it under control?
You know, this was awesome that he put us in charge of doing all this. But I think it's just because he's cheap.
My dad is having me and Ron pack up the boneyard and move it to the new shop. We want to do it in as few loads as possible, so the trailer has to be packed tight.
I don't know where you're going to put that.
No fate.
All right, you bitch.
Don't touch it. Let it go.
I don't have it. I'm just kind of hovering. Okay, so go. Tyler is such a typical teenager. He never wants help from anyone, which kind of makes working with him so much fun. Because I get to kick back and laugh while he tries to do everything himself. You're never gonna do
it. I'm gonna do it.
You are gonna squash your little ass. You still got it?
Yep.
Dude, you scratched it. Hey, props.
We need to make a base for this. I kind of made this little mock-up. I'm going to keep it off the front wheel would be good.
While we move everything over to the new shop, we also have to keep cranking on the stuff already on the line. Right now, Phil and Dave are fabricating the missing pieces to the baby stroller. One of the items is a footrest so that the toddler's feet don't scrape the ground when he's being pushed.
That looks good, huh?
Yep.
Yeah? 10 times more than I needed. That was fun.
The other big piece that's missing is the handle.
3 foot's about a good height, though, don't you think?
Yeah, that looks really good, though.
While Dave and Phil are making the metal bracing, Robert is taking care of the handle itself. When this all comes together, it's going to look like a totally new piece.
Our lock guy, Brian, brought in this lock.
When we got this penny scale, the lock was drilled out and useless. Our locksmith found a replacement, but it won't quite fit. So I'm gonna have Dave try to make it fit by altering the panel.
This is the original lock. Somebody's drilled it out. They ruined it. It's done. It used to fit like that.
Right.
Go in there real nice. This is the new lock. The shoulder is different size.
Looks like it's a lot longer.
We gotta drill this hole out.
Okay.
We gotta grind these two edges out so that fits down inside.
Flat, right.
This is the only lock he could find.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so we're gonna have to fit
it. Gotta make it work.
When you're working with items that are almost 100 years old, you don't quite have the luxury of finding parts that fit perfectly. So we work with what we have and make it fit. The baby stroller has gone a long way from being a rusted piece of junk on the back of a picker's truck. Now we're putting it together, and just in time because a potential buyer is on their way. I'd love to sell it because then we'll have one less thing to move.
There you go.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning. Hi, I'm Lucas.
Lucas, good to
nice
see
you. Nice to meet you.
So you guys are here to see the...
We're here to see the stroller.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to show it to you. It's over here.
We came down to Rick's Restorations today to take a look at a baby stroller that he's restored. My grandma had something very similar, and I'm excited to just take a look at it.
When this thing came in, I mean, it's out of the 40s, so it was really, really, it was destroyed. I mean, a lot of it was rusted out, and you can just imagine. So we did quite a bit to it. You ready to see it?
Sure.
Ready.
You excited?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. There it
wow.
is.
That's
look
awesome.
How cool that is.
Check it out.
Wow. It's amazing. I mean,
it's outstanding.
To take something that old in that bad a condition and make it look brand new is unbelievable.
So tell us about it.
Well, it's called a Taylor Tot, made by Taylor Manufacturing. They made strollers, walkers. This is probably in the 40s, and this was like the top-of-the-line stroller.
It's very similar to the one my grandma pushed her little brother around in.
These are actually the original pieces. We just went and redid it all. It's got springs on it. It's got suspension. The foot pan was actually not here at all, so we had to totally remanufacture this.
She's a little big for it, but her baby sister, I think, would be able to enjoy this, and she'd probably love pushing her around in it.
Well, I guess the big question is, how much do you want for it?
You know, I'd like to get $1,700.
$1,700?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, babe?
Well, I love it, but you're the final decision maker, so...
Well, I can tell she likes it and has got some memories for her. I'll tell you what, I'll give you $1,500.
$1,500. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to take it.
All right,
it.
We got a deal.
Awesome. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a cutie.
I just think it's really cool, and I could tell Elle liked it a lot, and her sister will be able to have a lot of fun with it.
Do you want to play with that?
Yeah.
What would you put in there?
Babies.
Your babies?
I never thought this day would come, but it looks like it's finally time to close the doors to this shop for good. Yeah. You know, leaving the place is sad. I mean, walking across the yard and seeing it empty, it was like walking through a ghost town and all those memories. There's been good times, there's been bad times, and but they're all memories. and leaving is tough, but going to a new place and growing bigger and bigger, you know, it's success, and a success is a good thing, but, you know, it's just a lot of good times. It's been an emotional day, but as they say, the show must go on.
You moved all the stuff over here.
Yeah, we just got everything set up at the new shop. Now I'm gonna give Ron and Tyler the grand tour.
Check it out.
Wow.
It's huge out here.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah.
It's about time you guys get here.
Hey, babe.
You guys like it?
Love it. This is absolutely awesome. Dude, I love how you brought that shop to here. I love the feel of it.
It's like home, you know? It's still got, we brought home here. As much as it pains me to leave the old shop, it feels really good to walk through this place and see everything coming together and ready for business. Each of the rooms here are about 5 times bigger than the old shop, so there's a lot more room for everyone to move around in. Even the boneyard is bigger and more organized.
How cool is that?
It's gonna keep Cowboy from jumping on and going for a ride.
I got a leash on him. He's in his room. He can only leave so far. So now you guys got the lay of the land. You like the place?
Yeah.
Love okay, it.
Cool.
It's
awesome.
Babe, just remember, Charles with the penny scale is going to be here any minute, so we got to get that ready.
Oh, all right. I need you guys to get the thing unloaded and get ready for him, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to unload, and I'm going to watch.
Bad chance, buddy.
Hey, Charles, great to see you.
Wow, good seeing you. You have some new digs down here.
Digs, what do you think, huh?
Well, I think it's super.
All right, well, guess what? You pulled into the right spot, because we're right here.
Oh, it's right there. Okay, I didn't even see it. I came here to Rick's Restoration to pick up my penny scale.
1, 2, 3.
Wow, that is gorgeous. When Rick pulled the veil off the machine, it really was a stunning piece of artwork that he accomplished.
What do you think?
That is way better than I thought.
Thank you.
And how did you do it?
All right, well, the deal was it came apart in a sequence.
When we got it all stripped down, everything finally, we just got to town and did all the body work. It had quite a few broken pieces, so we had to weld the thing back together again. We took the porcelain face. Remember, it had a big chip right here?
Right, it did.
Touched it up, clear coated it, polished it out. It's the original face. And then we did the gold on here, which sort of matched this brass piece here. So it really, really pops. The other thing is it didn't have a lock in it, so we fixed the lock.
Oh, great.
Inside there.
Great.
You did a great job on it, Rick.
You want to try?
Well, okay. No, second thought, I think you ought to get on there.
All right.
I don't want to break it on the first shot.
All right. So you step on. I think I was at like 200, so I've gained. Oh, wow.
Well, it might be the boots. Well, Rick has brought history back with redoing his scale, and I think that a lot of folks are going to be throwing their scales out of the bathroom window.
So after we're all said and done, we're in budget, and here's your keys to your restored scale.
Well, I appreciate that, and I know the people that come down to look at it will certainly enjoy seeing it.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's been a roller coaster of a day, but I'm really happy that our first customer at our new shop is leaving satisfied with the work we've done. One for one, not too bad.
We're going to need to clean out that area a little bit more over there. Okay.
Yeah.
What the? Brelli?
What?
What are you doing?
This is Heineke. I figured she should come to the new shop, too. Can you help me out since you guys are here? I mean, she's just about in. She's just being a little stubborn. Come on, Heineke.
All right. Get up here and get on that side, T.
I got you.
All right, you ready, Brelli?
Get my foot out. All right.
Boy, this is heavy.
All right.
Go.
There.
Right there?
All right.
Let's get back to work, Tyler. Come on, we gotta go.
Heineke, this is your new home now.
Don't expect me to feed you, though.